Any update?
Nope.
Thanks for joining us on Snap Judgments. It is the last Woody Wednesday of the regular season. Okay, we have more that we heard from Ohio State, Ryan Day, and three of the Buckeyes captains previewing the trip to the Big House on Saturday at noon. One more question about Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate, and one quick answer. Although, after Ryan Day immediately said no, he then said, but everybody was out there on the field. That follows up Tuesday's comments about everyone getting, or Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate, getting physical and mental reps. So, yes, the answer was no update, but everything does appear to be trending in the correct direction.
It was everyone was out on the field, but we'll see how the next 48 hours goes.
Well,
and Ohio State does have a practice again on Thursday.
Yeah.
And then before the best Fridays in football on Friday, where it's a little bit more relaxed. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. But again, it feels encouraging as much as encouraging can be felt from a no answer. So it's a really weird vibe in here, man. Like it's too relaxed for me, for my taste, because I'm a freak and I'm obsessing about Saturday's game in a way that is unhealthy, but also very, very dangerous for my insides. So no one else here feels that way, but I do, and I'm panicking.
We're off and running on Snap Judgments. By the way, he is freaked out, Jeremy Birmingham. Uh-huh. I am trying to keep it cool, Austin Ward. We did talk to, you know, defensive coordinator Matt Patricia as he was walking off the practice field, and you were just like, hey, man, I'm super nervous. And he's like, it's okay, calm down. Like, you don't have to play on Saturday.
Yeah, but I want to. I wouldn't be good, but I would do it. I'd take a hit in this game. Yeah. Max Bredesen, I will take it. I'll absorb it.
From the injured guy?
Yeah, man. He's got one healthy leg. How about that? He rolled into their press conference on Tuesday on a scooter and said, I'm going to play.
Literally rolled.
Okay. So, I mean, great. Let's talk about Ohio State. We got to speak to Caleb Downs, Austin Sarabelle, Sonny Styles, Ryan Day tonight, a limited group. We did not see Brandon Innes, who's the other captain.
Only one of the four who might have actually like provided bulletin board material.
Maybe that's why. It seems probably somewhat intentional on the Ohio State part. But the real focus tonight is just like last year doesn't matter. The last 3 years doesn't matter. I thought Ryan Day, in an offhanded comment from Tim May about why the Buckeyes are flying this week instead of driving like they traditionally do up to Ann Arbor and have like every year forever.
Well, it used to be a Big Ten rule that for something that was less than 300 miles, you had to at least bust one part of that leg. So it is tradition for the game, but it also used to be a rule. That rule has changed. So now you can fly if you want. Sorry to interrupt
you.
I
think the answer was actually pretty
it was.
Insightful. Which
routine
is
the routine.
Routine is the routine. They fly to every other game. And for Ryan Day, he then backs up and says, what we've done the last 4 years hasn't worked. So we are trying everything to normalize this. And you know, I thought the proper note was struck from Ryan Day tonight. He said, we want to do as much as possible the same during the week. And yes, it means more on Saturday. But if you allow yourself to get trapped in that during this week, you know, with the band, with senior tackle, with all of the other stuff that used to happen this week. And as Bobby Carpenter talked about in the live show at Roosters on Monday, like it's not the same anymore. This game now happens on Thanksgiving week. So you're already losing a day and a half. And so to find ways to normalize this, I think makes perfect sense. And the more you see Ryan Day talk about it, the more you see the players on this team respond to it, the better idea I think it is to do things the way they're doing.
Yeah, it feels like, yes, on Saturday, the urgency, intensity, the stakes are all going up, but we're going to find out if it works. I can't guarantee that it will or won't, but I think the way you're seeing Ohio State players and coaches coming off the practice field, you know, talking, chatting with the media, wishing happy Thanksgiving, it's like normally everyone around here acts like their brains have been taken over by aliens or they're walking around like zombies. And I think, A, some of the time demands that were placed on them were a lot. B, they were taking their cues from the top down, and Ryan Day would act like it was a life and death situation. And by no means am I saying that the game and the gold pants are not as important as they have always been. But on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, you can't suddenly become somebody that you're not. You know, when Ohio State has talked about preparing for that one game is a 364-day-a-year proposition, the way that they act for 359 of those days is not maniacally focused on just that one thing. That's the goal. It doesn't change. The goal is also to get to Indianapolis. The goal is to win a national championship. And Winning in the big house is the first step in that. But if the way that you go about your business is not right on all the rest of those days, you won't be able to fix it this week.
Yeah. I mean, how many times, and I'm not a historian. I'm not Ken Burns. I'm not
Ken Burns.
Who's the Ohio State historian? Jack Park. Ken Gordon. Who's Ken Gordon?
Who's former dispatch beat
writer? Who is Lieutenant Gordon? Jack Park.
That's in Batman.
I'm not Jack Park, but I wonder, and this is a trivia question for you and for America.
Okay.
How many times has Ohio State and Michigan played each other on a Wednesday night?
Zero.
You play this game on Saturday. Like, there is no point in spending Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday acting like you're playing the game on Saturday.
Exhausting your energy.
Because you need to be mentally right. And I'm telling you, we've seen it over the last few years. There's a constant evolution, but the team does feel like they have a really good balance this week between striking the note of this game means so much to us, but it also can't change who we are.
Yeah, and that was reiterated by Caleb Downs, by Sonny Styles, by Austin Cervell, that, you know, I think that they have embraced that message. They certainly, those three guys know how important it is. Caleb Downs, he hasn't played four gold pants twice, but he's lost to the Wolverines twice. Austin Cervell and Sonny Styles need no reminder about the importance of this game and what that could do for their legacy, their futures in Columbus or, you know, in the Woody Hayes Athletic Center or whatever else. But everybody is aware of that. They don't need a reminder of it this week. And I don't have to, you know, I think, you know, we'll find out on Saturday if this approach worked or not. I don't know that we would even be able to make an assessment on it. Sometimes you lose games, no matter how well you prepare or even if you keep your routine. But I appreciate what they're doing. I suspect that it gives them a better chance to win than what they did the last 4 years, or else Ryan Day wouldn't be saying that himself.
Let's back out here and ask ourselves, from this evening here in the Woody Hayes Athletic Center, it is the one.
I'm not
looking. Again, we've not had a Wednesday night before the Michigan game in this building before, so I don't know that I knew what to expect from the media here. It didn't seem like anybody other than, of course, the initial question update on JJ and Carnell. I don't think anybody came into tonight expecting to get an answer about anything. And I think maybe that took some of the pressure off of you. I heard the players when they were walking off, like, talking to each other about what they were asked and about how does last year's game affect this year's game. And all of them, like, they're kind of laughing at it, like, it doesn't at all. And so I think that it was a good night. But what did you glean that actually felt relevant? I know, as usual on Snap Judgments on Wednesday, we'll talk about the last players off the field.
So I can't just go to that?
You can, but I mean, I'm interested. I it was actually a really interesting trio of players, in my opinion, because you have two of the undisputed leaders of this team in Kenyatta Jackson and Caden Curry working with Matt Patricia as two of the last three guys off the field. And then the third guy is freshman Zion Grady, who's clearly following in those footsteps.
And earning a bigger role. But I'll get to that. And I will tack that on to the end, as we always do on a Snappy J on a Wednesday in the Woody. I think the conversation, so Austin Cervell was the only representative of the offense amongst the captains. And so he got a lot of questions about the weather. An offensive lineman is going to live for the cold, possibly some snow, a game that's likely going to feature a heavy dose of running the football. We also saw Luke Montgomery as he came out. He was doing another separate interview on the side and, you know, spent 20 minutes hanging out after practice as well. Same deal. And he hung up the phone before he walked over. He's like, just want to add one thing. This is a game that an offensive lineman lives for. And he was like, I hope it's cold. So, you know, that dominated the offensive conversation. The Buckeyes are not worried about the weather. You know, there's going to be a ton more conversation about Julian Sain and handling the elements. That's a quarterback's job. I can guarantee it. We'll talk about that on the beat on Thursday morning. Defensively, it did come back to the quarterback as well, with Sonny Styles and Caleb Downs both breaking down what they have seen from Bryce Underwood. And the most interesting comment was Caleb Downs talking about Matt Patricia and all the experience that he's had preparing for rookie quarterbacks in the NFL and what you can do. I had asked him, like, before that point, how much more there might be in the encyclopedia, in the playbook, that Ohio State can get to down the road, not for specifics about what they could do on Saturday, because I'm not trying to get the game plan and hand it over to anyone in Ann Arbor, but, you know, just if there was a sense of you've done this much and how much further could there still be to go, because there's a lot of football left. And, you know, he just that was the thing that struck me, was there's gonna be things that Bryce Underwood has not seen, and Matt Patricia can throw that at him on Saturday because he trusts Caleb Downs, Arvell Reese, Sonny Styles, Jermaine Matthews, Davis Nigbinosen, all those defensive linemen that were staying out with him for a good 45 minutes after practice tonight. They can implement all of that, and I think that's the biggest factor in this matchup.
Yeah, I mean, to add to that, the post-practice conversation we had with Matt Patricia, which was not about Bryce Underwood at all. Like, I was trying to get him to tell me why Joe Burrow was going to lead the Bengals to six straight wins and lead them to the playoffs. And he was decidedly unimpressed with Joe Burrow. And I was like, so you don't think Joe Burrow's that good? And he's like, he might be. He is, but I've coached against Tom Brady every day in practice.
I coached against Peyton Manning.
I coached against Aaron Rodgers. He's like, so how can one quarterback scare me? And so that was the conversation about Joe Burrow, but it is relevant to Bryce Underwood. And you look at a guy that maybe has some physical traits Ohio State hasn't seen this year. And I contend, and we talk about it on Thursday's morning edition of The Beat, but like, I think the fact that you're dealing with some very emotionless monsters at Ohio State, the Sonny Styles, Caleb Downs, guys that are just locked in on the job, takes away a lot of the ability to like be overwhelmed by a guy who has really elite physical traits. And Bryce Underwood has them. He hasn't always put them together, but I think that's why it was interesting watching Matt Patricia work with Kenyatta Jackson. The goal was, how do you get to the quarterback a fraction of a second faster? How can we get there 1 second faster or half a second faster? And so that's why they're out here doing this extra work. And that's because they've not seen a physical guy like that. I asked Ryan Day walking off, I said, hey, you didn't see Nico Iamilava? How has Tavian St. Clair helped prepare this team for Bryce Underwood? Has he given you the look that you wanted? And Ryan said, yeah, he's been really good. He's actually doing some things that, you know, are encouraging. So, he was asked about Tavian last week on the radio show, I think. But now having him watching Tavian out here wearing number 19 and wearing the scout team 19, you're like, okay, this, now I can see the vision. So yep. You got to figure out a way to get to him and impact him. And Matt Patricia's defense can impact a quarterback in a way that a lot of guys can't.
That entire position group, the Rushman, was collectively the last to leave the practice field. Larry Johnson had a number of them out there. And then as he dismissed the troops for the evening, you had Caden Curry, Kenyatta Jackson, and Zion Grady, as you mentioned, peel off and get a lot more hands-on instruction. And it was literally hands-on. Like Matt Patricia, you know, putting hands here, hand placement there. Here's how you're going to rip through. It was – I could have watched it for an hour.
Yeah, that's way more interesting than the conversations at the tables tonight.
Well, I don't mean
to dismiss those guys, but I'm just saying, like,
not going to disrespect the captains.
I'm not going to disrespect them. I'm just going to say they're captains for a reason, and it's because they know they're not going to say anything that's going to light the place on fire.
Yeah, and I think the same is true, like, not just for Brandon Ennis with potential trash talk and wearing his heart on his sleeve, but also he would have pretty much only exclusively been asked about what it's like being in the wide receivers room with Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate. And then he would have had to say, no update. Well, actually, that's not what he said, because he talked to Dom DeBerry on 10TV after the game on Saturday, and he said, oh, those guys are going to play. And I tend to agree with him. I definitely agree with him about Jeremiah. I'm getting there on Carnell, but we didn't see him. We didn't see either of them leaving the practice field. The wide receivers were again gone.
These next 48 hours will be big. They practiced tonight. Let's wrap the show like we started the show. They were on the field. So take that for what it's worth, right? Unless Ryan Day was lying to us.
Oh, boy. Let's take this conspiracy hat off. Get it out of here.
I just want people to be prepared for anything. But be prepared most of all.
For Thanksgiving.
To have a great Thanksgiving with your families. And again, thank you for supporting us.
And as I asked Ryan Day about, I, for a long time, as you said, it was like a blur. Like, we didn't think to get any answers. And I'm like, what did I even ask Ryan Day? Oh, yeah. If they were practicing, when they were practicing on Thanksgiving, how they were going to manage that to keep that the routine. A couple hours earlier for the Buckeyes, they will practice on Thursday. They are flying, leaving the Woody. If you want to send them off on Friday, you're done with your shopping. It's at 3:00. So you can head on out and wish them well as they head to the big house.
I do have one more thing.
You do.
It's windy out, really cold, and the team practice outside tonight. Ryan Day said Jaden Fielding made a couple field goals out there in 25, 30-mile-an-hour winds. Said Julian threw it well. Like, I think a new weather like tonight is worse than they would see on Saturday.
I don't think you're wrong, but you are Brim Cantori, and I am merely Austin Ward. Thanks for joining us on a Woody Wednesday, the last regular season version, the last media opportunity before the game. Saturday, noon, Fox, big house, all those things. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, folks. We have a Your Thoughts Thursday coming, mailbag edition, that will still post on Thanksgiving. So you can check that out on 97.1 The Fan and 10TV's YouTube, or get the audio-only feed, Apple, Spotify, Roku, anywhere else that you find that. I don't know where they are, but I know those three exist. We will have bold predictions on Friday as well. So normal week. We're going to keep the routine. He's Brian Mostyn. Thanks for joining us on Snappy Jays. We'll see you.